One of the things I like best about December is that at this darkest time of year, the holidays give us something to celebrate. When we light the Christmas tree or the Hanukkah candles, we are recapitulating thousands of years of human history. The winter solstice tells us that we are over the worst of the darkness, if not the worst of the winter. Ancient peoples made great efforts to get the date of the solstice exactly right. Stonehenge is just one example, the biggest and heaviest calendar in the world, and it only tells two dates, the summer solstice in June and the winter solstice in December. Ever since these special moments in the year were discovered, they have been celebrated. The Babylonians had their Sacaea, the winter festival of renewal. The Romans of classical times had their Saturnalia, a sort of extended happy hour. It was an unabashed orgy of eating, drinking and spending, and perhaps, in its excesses, came closest to what we now call the holidays, which isn't surprising given that Imperial Roman culture was in so many ways similar to our own. We imitate their architecture and their ruthless politics, so why shouldn't we copy their winter celebration? The Scandinavian and German peoples have their Yule Feast, a staider version of the same thing. These winter festivities are among the oldest of all human traditions. I like the way decorated houses light up the suburban darkness, although I have reservations about inflatable Santa Clauses and plastic reindeer with flashing noses. It's a time to be sociable and even convivial, and indulge in the food and drink of the season. All kinds of special treats come out of the closet, rich cakes and puddings, extravagant cookies, and drinks that we'd scarcely dare to try at any other time of year. Every rule of health and nutrition is abandoned, and that feels so good. In my mostly abstemious family decades ago, Christmas was permission for our numerous aunts and uncles to imbibe lethal drinks like port, eggnog, Tia Maria, creme de menthe, and even brandy, with results that were very gratifying for a curious small boy to observe. Who knew that grown-ups could behave like that? December 25th is mostly very quiet outdoors, magically quiet, whatever family dramas may be unfolding indoors. There are downsides, of course. What drives me crazy about this season is what drives most people crazy, the frenzied commercialism of it all. By the middle of December, we're ready to scream Scrooge was right. We're encouraged and indeed almost required to be merry and joyful, which doesn't come naturally to most of us. Acting merry and joyful in public places can get you arrested. The ancient Druids may or may not have been merry and joyful at the solstice. I rather doubt that they were. But they did celebrate the date, because it meant that time was, as it were, on time, and that the seasons would change. Winter must come. And in the immortal words of Percy Bysshe Shelley, never a man to avoid a cliché, if winter comes, can spring be far behind? This is David Boucher.